one-on-one with Sean Thompson tonight. Legendary surfer. Just told me tonight, 62.
Sure. Wow.
He's 62 years old. Hello again, Sean Thompson.
Hi there.
Listen, just quickly. Now, this new, this updated version of your previous book, it's now The Code. And it's now The Power of I Will. Now, you gotta explain that to me. I Will, The Power of I Will.
So those two words for me have always been very, very potent words. And it started out, a friend of mine asked me to give something to a group of children that were coming to the beach. This beach was having some environmental problems. So I wrote this little card, 12 lines, every line begins with I will. And it was like what surfing had taught me about life. I will always paddle back out. Mm. I will take the drop with commitment. I will never fight a riptide. Just basic lessons about life that written in a surfing metaphor. And I gave them out to the kids, and the kids loved them. And eventually I handed out hundreds of thousands of these cards. My wife and I had a clothing company at the time. We put them in the pockets. So it became very popular, and it became the basis of two of my books, one called Surfer's Code, my first one, and the second one was called The Code, The Power of Our Will. And I'd go and talk at these schools, thousands, hundreds of thousands of kids and at big companies too. And I'd say to people, write your own code, 12 lines, every line begins with I will. So there's hundreds of thousands of people now that are writing their own codes, and it's like a manifesto, a personal manifesto of what you're going to do with your life. And it's become very popular. Now we've done this big scientific study and survey on this concept. What happens when you sit by yourself for half an hour, you write 12 lines, every line begins with I will, and then you share that power with other people? And the results have been off the chart. There's this new scientific study called positive psychology. It's a new discipline of how you can study happiness, optimal performance, and human flourishing. And this university's done the study on this concept, and they found these incredible results about commitment, about connectivity, about engaging with your ultimate purpose and your organization's purpose. So that's, this is sort of this like mysterious power that's contained in those words and collecting it together into a code.
Now, I know someone in the book, what was that famous line? I will be myself.
Yeah, so I will be myself was the first time I did this experiment was a number of years ago with a group of kids at a school here in Santa Barbara. And I said to the kids, write your own code and send it to me. And the first line I got back from this young girl, she was 13, was, I will be myself. Mm. And for all of us as parents, you know, our children are faced with bullying and peer pressure and all sorts of negativity. I thought this was such like an anthem. Mm. It was such a potent statement that it inspired me to write my second book. And my second book has 12 chapters, and every single chapter is written by a kid. I will have faith. I will love. I will share. And the very first chapter is I Will Be Myself, about those decisions that as young people you have to make that can be life and death. And, you know, I don't know whether you guys know my story, but I lost wife and I, we've been married 30 years. We lost our beautiful son to a bad choice. So my mission in life over the last 10 years since we lost our beautiful son has been to empower positive choices, both at a school level and at a large organization level. I mean, I work with the biggest companies in the world. Like, how can you empower people to make positive decisions and make the world a better place? Write your code, lines, every line begins with our will.
Now, that's the thing about you, and you're not one of those people that shy away from talking about the death of your son, Matthew, in 2006. You tell people about it, and people always, who are parents, will tell you, we think that must be the worst thing in the world to happen to anyone, is to lose a child. Now, tell me about the time, and this was shortly after his death, 6 weeks later, and you actually went surfing, and someone suggested you should go. It's a great story.
Yeah, so a mate of mine, my best friend at school, kept phoning me, Sean, I want you to go surfing, I want you to go surfing. And you know, I was, and my wife, we were destroyed, man. I had no interest in surfing. Eventually, he said, Sean, I'm coming to pick you up. And he picked me up early in the morning and took me to this beach up the north coast. I'd never surfed there before. And we walked down these long steps. And as I paddled out, you know, that African sun was rising up through that Indian Ocean. And And I was crying, man. And as I paddled out through the waves, it was like the waves broke on me and they like washed my tears away. It was an amazing feeling. And then I swung around and I got that first wave and I could feel that Matthew, my boy, was with me, man. It was just like so profound. And then I paddled up to my mates and I said, you know, what's the name of this break? He said, it's called Sunrise. Mm. So Sunrise is such a, it was such a metaphor for that moment in my life when, you know, I knew that, and the sun's going to rise again. And it did. And we have our, I have our new son, Luke, who's now 8 years old.
Wow.
And, you know, we named him. We named him Luke. We didn't know what his name meant. And we came home and we thought, well, what does Luke mean? And Luke means light. Luke means healer. And, you know, on the day my boy died, on the day Matthew died, he wrote those words to me in an essay. And he read them to me over the phone. He was in South Africa at my old school, Clifton, and my wife was with him, and I was back here in the States. And he wrote me these lines about riding inside the tube, and he said, the light shines ahead. So, you know, those words about light and sunrise are a very powerful metaphor in my life and have really been my sort of guidepost from the darkness into the light, and helping people and helping companies and helping students and just helping young people find their way, find their light. That's been my